that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Light at the end of the tunnel as things start opening back up.
Amen, brother. Things are opening back up, and we're open at Tucker Pecan. We are ready to sell candies, nuts, and all kinds of great gift items. We still have the great gift items and still have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Since all this has been going on, we've been sitting back waiting, but now that we're open, we're ready to see our customers again. And I want to thank all of our customers, because during this time, people have been calling, ordering, doing curbside, shipping gifts. I mean, we've shipped gifts for people that I've never met before, some old friends out of state. You know, everybody's worked together to make it through this, and we're going to work harder in 2020 to make sure that our customers know how much we appreciate them, because every day you're what makes Tucker Pecan what it is today.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes, and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our very warm forecast continues for the next few days. In fact, basically dry. Rain chances only running about 10% each day through Sunday. For tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, high near 90, and I think we'll be in the lower 90s on Saturday and Sunday with a good bit of sunshine each day, and the rain chances again very small. That record high of 93 on Sunday is in jeopardy. There could be a few isolated storms around by Monday in the heat of the afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't feel much like working. Rather be at home, not driving in.
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And it is the big broadcast. Happy hour. This is Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, Thursday afternoon edition. Lots to talk about. I don't even know where to freaking start. But I've got help from Rosenbrock and the much beloved and glorious Terry Evans.
And here they are.
Oh, Jen.
Please clap.
How is everybody?
Great.
Okay, that's our report for the afternoon. I got a taste for Skinner now that we played that little parody. Maybe we should just launch some Freebird rock out for the rest of the afternoon. Because the news continues to just get more confusing. You know, just looking at the stuff that's on Fox.
It's all symptoms of the big problem, Greg.
Please elucidate.
Oh, I do that a lot. Thank you. Not really. I used to. The big problem is our government has been taken over from the inside out, and it's now a tyrannical government that wants to... It's globalist, and they want to do away with the sovereignty of this country.
And one of the headlines this afternoon on one of my favorite blogs, which is pro-Trump news. I mean, it sounds like a campaign website, but it really isn't. It's just an aggravator.
Well, he needs something that'll give us something about him. You know?
Yeah. And the Democrats... And their war on work, which is what. By the way, I saw our genius mayor today said the zoo can't reopen. Why not? What's the problem with the zoo?
Social distancing and the animals, I guess.
Outside, the weather's going to be in the 90s this weekend, and we certainly have. We're so flush with cash in our city coffers, we can afford to just underwrite the zoo while he's diddling around wondering when it can reopen. You know, all of these shutdowns have been completely unconstitutional.
Yep.
And we're seeing a bit of a civil war breakout between the red and the blue states. The Democratic governor of Wisconsin got bitch slapped by their Supreme Court yesterday and said, sorry, none of this is enforceable. This is all.
Nope.
And it's the same in all the other states, except some Gretchen Bitchmer in Michigan. A court told her she did not have the authority to close that barbershop. The guy reopened because he need, I need to work. I need the money.
You got to feed my family.
And so when a judge told her, no, you can't shut him down, she went to the health department and had his license revoked.
That's just not right.
The word for her is one that I can't use on the air, or I'd use it at great peril.
I understand.
It's a word I strive never to use, not even off the air. But in her case, I'll make an exception. And again, I love this. John Brennan goes berserk. Well, you think maybe, here's his tweet today. Donald Trump's propaganda disinformation machine, which operates according to a despot's playbook, is the most aggressive and odious in history. Really? I thought the guy you work for was pretty aggressive and odious. It far surpasses even Russia's ability to trample the truth, harm U.S. security, and undermine America's reputation worldwide. Let me translate that into one sentence. I might go to jail.
Exactly.
So up your ass, Mr. Brennan. Sideways.
Keep in mind, Greg, everything they say, they speak in reverse.
Of course. It's always mirrored projection. When they're pointing the finger at you, there are three pointing back at them.
Exactly.
And they know it. And they're all watching the clock, man. Can we steal this election in time to, because you know if we get a Democratic president, all of this is going to miraculously disappear.
If they pass the stimulus, they may very well win the election. Let's hope to God Trump's got enough sense not to pass it.
Not with all the crap Nancy's got in it.
It's insane.
What does mail-in voting have to do with?
Nothing.
If you can't get your ballot in by the deadline day, you don't deserve to vote.
Well, in that bill, if you're here illegally, but you're employed in an essential business, you cannot be deported. Ever. Ever.
Even if you have a criminal record?
Doesn't matter. You cannot be deported. That's what Tucker Carlson said. He read the whole thing, him and his staff.
Let's see. James Clapper claims he doesn't remember why he made the unmasking request. He
didn't
make
that.
It. But he can't remember why.
I have no recollection of that Senator.
Little bald-headed dick. Let's see. Says he'd be happy to testify.
Yeah.
Listen to this. After I've been vaccinated by the Shycom virus vaccination, which doesn't exist. Yeah, he'll testify after he's been vaccinated or after the Wuhan flu has been eradicated. CNN downplaying polling, their own polling that shows Trump whooping Biden's ass in all the battleground states.
Biden doesn't have a chance, doesn't have a prayer.
And I don't think he's going to be the nominee either.
I don't think Hillary's going to swoop in.
Oh, my God, please,
sweeping
Lord.
Sweeping on her broom.
I don't like you.
I would seriously contemplate not wanting to live in a country with her at the top.
Uh-huh.
It's over for America. And with all that's known about her, and certainly she's got her fingerprints on some stuff, maybe Trump is holding that back. Can't put it all out there at once.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I want to do something today that I haven't done ever.
Ooh.
On this show. It's a video featuring Alex Jones. I am not... He rubs me the wrong way in
me
general.
Too. Me too.
But this is a different kind of clip from him. And the reason I'm interested in running it, it's almost as if I've just had too many listeners send it and ask me to play it.
That's fair. That's fair.
So, while I often groan over some of his antics and things, sometimes I think he's his own worst enemy.
Uh-huh.
I think this clip is worth a listen.
Cool.
And some comment, and we can pause it if we have comments along the way. So we'll start with that at 3:14. It's not long, and we will interrupt as necessary.
He first reported 2 weeks ago on rumblings inside the White House that President Trump had awakened to Fauci and the treachery of the NIH and the WHO at the UN. Now we know, indeed, those reports were true.
I mean, you notice that Fauci is keeping some social distance from the president right now. I don't know who asked for the social distance, but there's no doubt that his little emperor-esque podium has been taken away right now.
And President Trump is striking back. President Trump has now awakened to the fact that a globalist cabal inside the World Health Organization, uh-huh, controlling the NIH in the United States, uh-huh, has been attempting to engage in economic warfare and keep the United States locked down through the election, because Democrats and globalists publicly admit they believe a bad economy will be instrumental in making Donald John Trump lose the 2020 election. AP reports on exclusive documents they received yesterday where President Trump effectively defanged the so-called COVID-19 task force.
Thank God.
Now, earlier in the week, he'd been talking about abolishing it altogether, but instead, he simply has sidelined them and said, we're not going to put out your projections, your recommendations, and your new charts and graphs. Now, President Trump understands that first they had Russiagate to try to delegitimate his presidency and to hold up our agenda to make America great again in the last 3 years. Then they brought forward the Ukraine hoax coup. That failed. Now, because they're so desperate, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg is either going to die or retire very soon, that Trump not get more good people on the Supreme Court, they are openly admitting that they're going to try to say Trump's response to COVID-19 was terrible and that the economy could never be reopened. But Trump knows that he has all the statistics and all the numbers to show conclusively that the WHO and the NIH numbers that they got from Bill and Melinda Gates and others have been beyond 100% wrong. In the last 3.5 years, Trump's gotten very savvy when it comes to dealing with the deep state and different federal agencies, but he didn't expect the medical system itself to be Machiavelli. Well, that's one of the most corrupt areas, as we all know, with big pharma and all these foreign corporations and foreign governments actually involved funding projects inside the NIH. And then on top of that, we've got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation controlling all the other big foundation money of the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, and the Ford Foundation, manipulating the data as well. And all of it has been fake. All of it has been a fraud. And it's coming out as medical doctors from Germany, the UK, Canada, the US, Mexico, Brazil, Japan go public and point out that we were told there was going to be 40 plus times the death 3 months ago, and then it was going to be 20 times the death, and then 10 times the death. All those curves were wrong. Instead, it just moves along slowly here at the bottom, up and down, up and down.
I'm showing a graph, and when you look at the actual case incidence and mortality rate with this flu versus what they told the president, let's call them what they are, the deep state medical people.
You got it.
That idiot from the WHO and the IMHE, Fauci himself has fingerprints all over these organizations.
You got it.
Connections to vaccines and stuff.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yep. And the graph is stunning in terms of what was projected mm-hmm. and what's actually happened. What we shut the country down over, crashed the economy over, it's sickening more.
Fear there is no bell-shaped curve because we've now learned in major graphs that are from numbers released by the federal government themselves that everyone dying of cancer, pneumonia, heart attacks, car wrecks, skydiving accidents, shark attacks, anybody that dies is being tested, and if they test positive for COVID-19, it's being put on the death certificate, even though the tests show that if you've ever had a coronavirus infection, the common cold, that tests positive as well. That's why the president of Tanzania, who is a renowned biologist, went and looked at their own national lab and found that it said that a goat and a papaya or a piece of fruit was actually positive for it.
This was a story. It's a true story that just a test, he sent samples from three different animals.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Smart.
And they all came back positive.
Because even their own national lab had been corrupted by NIH and WHO UN money to say everything is coronavirus because they incentivize almost $14,000 to say you have a COVID patient, $39,000 to intubate someone onto a ventilator. But again, we've already covered all this. President Trump is aware of this. So instead of having a big fight with Fauci and the rest of them, he's simply sidelining them and not letting them bring forward their new fraudulent graphs and their new scams saying, oh, COVID's going to be with us forever. We've got to accept COVID. We're going to have to clamp down and then release and then put the noose around your neck and then release and that we've all got to have forced inoculations and we have no choice. But Americans are beginning to realize this is a fraud. They're attributing, again, almost all deaths to COVID-19, and they've moved those deaths out of the regular column and put it in the COVID-19 column to keep this power grab and this hysteria going. And President Trump understands there's only a month or so left to really open up the economy and get it going before the depression is going to be ultra massive and very hard to turn around. And even J.P. Morgan Chase is saying could last for more than 12 years.
We're going to pause it there for our first break, but we're going to play the rest of it. But all of this makes sense. These are not the, what is it Gene Wilder says in Young Frankenstein, the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind? This is all straight truth. Nobody's died of a heart attack in months. Nobody's had cancer. Nobody's
it's amazing.
Unbelievable. Everybody that dies gets it from the coronavirus. And we are, as he said, I think maybe less than a month away. He's got to be dramatic turnarounds, or we will be, what are we supposed to send out $2,000 checks every month to everybody just to keep them afloat? We can't do that. Brant McDonald will tell you what that will do to the long-term economy.
Destroy this country.
Absolutely. The money doesn't exist to do it.
That's right.
So, and of course, there's what reason could sweet Nancy Pelosi possibly have for insisting on mail-in balloting? They're trying to steal that congressional race in California. Republican won it. On the votes that have been counted, he won it by 17,000. But, you see, the mail-in ballots still have 10 days to come in. And no doubt they're out there looking for people who have just been a little behind the curve.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's the biggest pile of crap of all the crap piles we have to look at these days.
It's a lot of them.
Because they want to steal this election. Yes, they are so desperate. And everything they've done, it's not only been done stupidly and poorly, but it's all with one goal. Get rid of Trump. We cannot have an outsider running this government.
True.
Little Trump in 42, watching Bill Burr resign from the Senate Intelligence Committee. He just happened to dump some stocks
A
very convenient time.
Yeah, that's all. Just dump some stocks.
He needs to resign his seat.
Uh-huh.
He's an ever-Trumper. There's still bunches of them calling themselves Republican who are not happy that an outsider has spoiled their party. And with that, the man that can take you from here to there, away from it all, out to the middle of nowhere and back safely with great products, fun things to enjoy on the lake. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams.
Well, thanks, Greg. I tell you, we have been really blowing and going lately with side-by-sides and motorcycles, which warms the cockles of my heart. See people buy motorcycles. I mean, that's so much fun. It's so liberating to be on a bike. But jet skis, we're selling jet skis a lot right now because, as you can tell, it's going to be a long, hot summer. And there's nothing more fun than being on one of the beautiful bodies of water we have here in this state on a jet ski and just flying across the water at 40 miles an hour. It is fun. It's a lot of fun. You also can fish off of them. The cool thing about a jet ski is because it has an impeller or an enclosed propeller, you can go in up to 2 inches of water. You can get in sloughs. You can't get in with a boat with a jet ski. It's pretty cool. We know a lot of people that fish up at Martin on jet skis, which is kind of cool. But side-by-sides right now, Polaris has got all kind of stuff going on. We've got the new stuff coming in every day. We got 6 new ones in yesterday, as a matter of fact. So we have the side-by-sides on sale right now. Big rebate, special low interest rates. The Kawasaki Mules, of course. Kawasaki's the trendsetter. They're the ones that created the jet ski. The whole genre of jet skis came from Kawasaki. The whole side-by-side came from Kawasaki. They make very good products. Kawasaki Industries makes trains, jets, they make all kind of stuff, and the Power Sports is just kind of like a sideline for them, but they're a very, very innovative company, and we have all these guys on sale, too, with big rebates. We got everything on sale right now, Greg. Very motivated to get people out of their house, get them out having fun. You know, they can make us self-quarantine, they can make us do all this stuff, but they can't make us stay at home and just be miserable. So get out and have some fun. You know, Jesus said, I come to bring life and bring it abundantly. Get out there and enjoy your life.
You know, I was just thinking exactly, we had a parallel thought there, because they can't close the great outdoors.
They can't.
And you can take people there. And by the way, I've been mentioning the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program is still
around.
That's
a great program.
You want to learn to ride, in 1 weekend with this incredible group that emphasizes safety, and then get yourself something to enjoy. You can browse not only the new inventory at Adams Motorsports, but their pre-owns as well. They have a fantastic service department to support your purchase.
Yes, we do.
And you'll find them at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. And open right now, adamsmotorsports.com. And, of course, the shop itself open Tuesday through Saturday.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us. And your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses, as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin-long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with 3 warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Oh yeah, the bookcases I had are all gone, but I do have some steel I-beams for sale.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Movies are back. Since Hollywood doesn't have anything new to show in theaters, we've revamped classics for the end of quarantine, like When Harry Finally Met Sally.
When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Or No Longer Home Alone.
Boys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. You better come out and stop me.
Plus, E.T. Leave Home and Socially Distant Jaws.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
The end of quarantine movie classics. You can stay home and watch these films for free, but we know you won't
stand it anymore. I've got to get out of here.
That's from Airplane.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's the lady that, freaks out. Of course, it fits very well with what's happening today.
Is that the one they all have to line up in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
Ron, I'm going to get your call in a second. I want to finish this Jones clip here because he's making a lucid, cogent presentation on things as they stand.
It's
right
amazing.
Now. Yes.
But President Trump can't do it all. We have to get the word out about this hoax, this fear. We have to quote Franklin Delano Roosevelt that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And we have to go back out and shop and go back out and dance and go back out to the movies and go back out and eat and get the economy going. 200 Hollywood scum with private jets and huge estates and mansions came out last week and said they want this to save the earth. They want people starving. They want a collapsing economy. They don't want us to have any consumerism when they themselves are filthy rich from consumerism. But we don't have a choice. Our industrial and farming systems were taken from us in the last 50 years. We were told that we were now a service economy that would be good for the environment. But now we're being told services are non-essential, and they're vertically integrating the economy to only the big mega chains and only the big box stores. And then you go research the big mega corporations. They're all making record profits by this consolidation. So we have to shop local at the farmers markets. We need to start our own
food outlet.
Victory Gardens, yep. We have to get back to the soil, get back to the land, and become more self-sufficient. This whole exercise is about power, surveillance, control, bankrupting the little people, and making us be dependent on the state and mega corporations. We have to get back to basics and boost our own immune systems, getting sunlight, taking vitamins and minerals, exercising. We have to understand that our own weakness and our own decadence has put us in a position to be preyed on by super states like Communist China, the UN, and this whole global program. But this is more proof that Trump is for real. He tried to get people not to panic 3 months ago. America wanted to panic. He said, fine, let's block the Chinese flights. The left said, no, 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 bring in the flights. He said, let's control the border. They said, no, 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 leave it open.
Yeah.
Just don't let citizens leave their homes.
They're still saying that.
Same thing in the UK. They have hundreds of thousands of people flying in every week to the UK unchecked, but citizens can't leave their homes. This isn't about stopping viruses. This isn't about saving lives. This isn't about being a hero wearing a mask. It's about a sign of submission that you are a slave. And so AP and others act like they've got the smoking gun that Trump sidelined the scientists that know what to do. No, he sidelined scientists that are globalists that want to shut this economy down. Bill Gates couldn't even contain himself on CNN and other shows when they talk about how horrible this is going to be and how we're never really going to reopen. Mm-hmm. He looked like he just, seen his brand new baby boy born or something.
Yeah.
Because these people are authoritarian monsters. And that's why this report and other reports at Band.video were so important.
All right. I'm going to stop it there, and I'm going to post it on Facebook. I think every word of that is true.
It is.
So I want to thank. I got that. I received that clip from dozens of listeners, and I hope when I put it on Facebook that dozens of you will watch it. Forget whatever your preconceived notion about Alex Jones is, and some of it
exactly.
He's earned.
Exactly.
But in this particular instance, he's rational, cogent.
It's amazing.
And he's, when you watch the video, there's video evidence of what he's showing. The most stunning thing of all, the IMHE graph of what we could expect from COVID-19 compared to what actually happened, it's pathetic. It dwarfs what actually happened. It is a mere fraction of what they were using to instill fear in us. Mm-hmm. We giving the, as the governed, giving our consent to locking down to try and stop this thing. And if you'll all recall, President Trump was hoping by Easter they could start to...
That's right.
And they raged him down from that. Okay, so he gave him a couple of more weeks, but by the end of April, he knew we have to start reopening or the consequences on the other side of poverty and bankruptcies and businesses lost, those consequences are going to far exceed the damage of an illness. And you can't mitigate the risk out of life. You just can't.
It's a crapshoot. It always has
every day. On the drive to work this afternoon, there were at least two instances where if I wasn't paying attention, somebody could, who knows?
You wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, I'd be in the hospital getting work done. All right, Ron, we thank you for your patience. You're our first call.
My pleasure. Blessings and greetings from our Lord Jesus to y'all and your family and your whole crew's family. You know, Greg, I just want to hurl. Listening to that Jones fellow there.
Yeah.
And you know, the worst thing is, I believe that stuff is absolutely true.
It is.
You know, and the whole United States of America has just been bamboozled by the press. And, you know, I love our president. I support him 100%. I voted for him. I'm going to do it again. Why doesn't he fire Fauci, though? Can he not do that?
I think the risk, again, and he's got to deal with the media on a daily basis.
Right.
I think at some point he might, because he can say, look, here's what he told me would happen. Here's what actually happened. The guy that needs to be getting public scrutiny is Cuomo in New York, whose handling of the situation caused a spike in nursing home deaths that's unconscionable. And he's responsible for that policy.
Putting people who are infected back in the nursing home.
Yeah.
That is just so, that's evil. That's pure evil.
Yes, it is.
You know, Satan,
but it gets rid of some of those old boomers, man.
Useless eaters is the way they prefer.
They're the ones who brought us to where we are today.
Absolutely.
You know?
Greatest generation.
And they deserve better.
They sure do.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate you putting that out there, and I'm going to share it with every one of my friends that I can. And
good.
Golly, I wish I had billions of dollars. I could buy my own news network and just put this stuff out there. It needs to be out there where people can see it and hear it.
Amen. Amen.
Well, my prayers to y'all, and y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good call.
The old guard media, ABC, NBC, CBS, they might have different information on their paychecks, but they're all working for the same news director, and that's the DNC and the globalists that are somehow keeping them afloat during these tough times. Isn't it amazing? We got our first look at the roads coming this afternoon. Before we get our first wreck of the afternoon, again, our thanks to Montgomery Paint and Body for sponsoring our weekend shows here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And we'll be live Saturday morning again at 6.
Afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a minor accident on South McDonough Street right in front of M&M Electric Motor. That's going to be right near the corner of East South Street and McDonough. That runs right along next to I-85. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've also got a vehicle fire on I-85 northbound. This is going to be right before the Day Street and I-85 exit in Montgomery. Use caution and watch out for it right before you get to the interchange. Up in Prattville, the corner of Kingston and Parkview, that's Upper Kingston and Parkview, got a minor accident there. Watch out for Prattville police as they go and take care of that one. We have got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon, moderate traffic all over the city, and slight congestion at all of the major intersections around the boulevard. Buckle up and be safe out there, all right? Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jade.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Alabama Supreme Court extended the suspension of jury trials through the summer due to the coronavirus outbreak. In an administrative order, justices said in-person court proceedings can resume May 15th at the discretion of presiding local judges. However, jury trials will remain suspended until September 14th. Plus, Alabama now topping 10,800 confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials say more than 140,000 Alabamians have been tested. More than 460 people in the state have been hospitalized from the virus as of 2 p.m. Thursday, May 14th. And the Porch Band of Creek Indians made a generous donation to the Alabama Department of Public Health. ADPH says the donation is to enhance the department's COVID-19 response capabilities. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says each county in the state will benefit from the money. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family.
Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our very warm forecast continues for the next few days. In fact, basically dry. Rain chances only running about 10% each day through Sunday. For tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, high near 90, and I think we'll be in the lower 90s on Saturday and Sunday with a good bit of sunshine each day and the rain chances, again, very small. That record high of 93 on Sunday is in jeopardy. There could be a few isolated storms around by Monday in the heat of the afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One, two, three,
five. Well, she was just quarantined. She looked a little green. And now she read a book, root showing through her hair. So how could she die with another? Oh, in isolation there.
That's the best one you've ever played, I think.
There's been some good stuff. I'm just sorry that it's all inspired by the coronavirus.
Yeah, true. Couldn't have picked a better song.
You know, the deeper we get into this, the more I realize how accurate this guy was.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap.
Because what he's doing there, this is the reaction they wanted from people.
Fear.
The timing of this is so suspicious. Impeachment doesn't work. Well, here's another thing we can roll out and screw the American people with.
I mean, people that are scared are a lot easier to manipulate. That's the bottom line.
Have a look, yeah. I mean, we all cooperated.
Sure.
But even a couple of weeks into it, I said, this is not natural.
Yeah,
this is not a natural state of life for us.
Amen.
And I don't see this ending well.
No.
It's not.
No, and fear lowers your immune system, too, which is bad.
And if this, again, is part of the Democrats' plot to inflict their agenda on us.
It is.
It's not working real well in places that are run by Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're getting a lot of pushback.
People are waking up, and it's warming the cockles of my heart.
Thank and I have God. Some advice. for people that live in these states. Stop electing assholes.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go. It's just I don't think I could be any more succinct than that.
Just that simple.
I see Gary's on the phone.
Yes.
Hello, Gregory. How are you? Okay. All right. I just want to let you know, I went to Bumhauer's this afternoon and ate lunch.
Good for you.
And yeah, it's not the same, but there was a few people frequently coming in and out, and they do have some doors opened, and there are chairs at the bar. There's tables open, and it's like every other table, but I would say probably 15 to 20 people came in and out while I was there.
I picked up dinner there last night, and I did see people going in to eat.
Yeah, they did have people.
We're planning on going back
Wednesday
night, the 20th.
Yeah, I told the girl at the countertop, I think her name's Karen, the manager. Mm-hmm. I said, I think we're planning on trying to come back next Wednesday. So,
what did she say?
She's excited. I was excited. I'm just glad I could actually sit down and have a sociable.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's nice. Face to face.
The saddest part, it's like the feeling I got when I went to Brian Jewelry a week ago Saturday after they reopened. Why should this feel bizarre to me that I'm going into a business?
Ain't right.
This is the damage they've inflicted up to this point. Now, we can't let it get any worse.
Yeah.
Although the cicadas are coming back, so that'll be our next crisis.
I saw that. That was pretty cute. Well, y'all have a good afternoon. Thanks for everything you do.
Our pleasure, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye, Gary.
There's one of the world's great guys right now.
Yes.
When Terry and I started working together on Thursday afternoons, we spent a lot of our shows in the early years on Thursdays talking about the JFK assassination.
There's a reason.
Well, yeah. And the reason, as time has passed, has gotten or gained greater clarity because JFK... he disturbed the deep state, and they got rid of him. And there is a reporter who I can describe various ways. Let me pay her a compliment by saying she was Barbara Walters before Barbara Walters was a thing back in the 70s, early 80s. She was the first network news anchor. The person we're talking about is Dorothy Kilgallen. She was an amazing journalist. She knew everybody, and everybody wanted her favor, you know, because of her widely syndicated newspaper column. She also scared a few people. But the scariest thing that she ever ventured into was JFK's assassination. She is the only person to have sat down and had a conversation with Jack Ruby. The only one. Now, going back, she was the first to purport a relationship between Marilyn Monroe. And in the case of this particular documentary, it's Bobby Kennedy that they think was having the fling with her.
I think that both of them were, but...
probably, yeah. But Bobby was the threat.
Yep.
Because he was protecting his brother.
Exactly.
And conveniently, Marilyn Monroe ends up dead in August of 1962. JFK is shot a little over a year later. Dorothy Kilgallen did not buy the Warren report. She was the first, and a very legitimate reporter. She liked Kennedy, wasn't down with all his off-the-field stuff, but she liked him. And she started investigating. That's how she ended up at the Ruby trial. You may recall the name Melvin Belli, prominent attorney who defended Ruby. She was part of that circle. And this is, I wouldn't call this woman the greatest documentarian I've ever seen because she's distractingly beautiful. This is not something that will ever turn up on Smithsonian Channel, but she does a thing on the conspiracy of Dorothy Kilgallen's death. And the person that really disliked Dorothy Kilgallen, especially when she started to venture into the Kennedy assassination, because she just never bought the idea that a guy who ran a striptease honky-tonk just marched into a Dallas police station and shot the suspect in JFK's murder.
Exactly.
Just could not buy that. I think anybody today should question, how the hell did that happen?
Uh-huh.
There had to be more than Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby involved in JFK's death.
There was.
I kind of want to play a little bit of this clip.
I think you should. And I think, Greg, I think Dorothy, she didn't realize how big this conspiracy was, obviously, or she wouldn't have been as public about, hey, I know something,
yeah,
as she was, because that's ultimately, in my opinion, what killed her. She was a threat.
She made the mistake of saying, I'm going to blow this thing wide open.
Yep, and you don't play with these people. They don't play.
She had the goods on somebody, and it's no coincidence that when she turned up dead, fully dressed, sitting up in her bed with a convenient bottle of barbiturates empty and alcohol, there was nothing to indicate that she was suicidal in any way.
Exactly.
That all of her records and notes were seized, never to be seen again.
Imagine that.
So, again, nothing to see here? I don't think so. And we look at JFK's death as the first strike of today's modern deep state.
There you go.
It didn't start with Barack Obama.
No.
But you can make the case that every president, maybe excepting Ronald Reagan, was obliged to or felt obliged to do what they were told by these agencies because they had been around. But behind the backs of the elected presidents, they were mocking them, saying, you know, presidents come and go, but we're here forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Felt, the guy that did Nixon in. Interesting, too, that Trump said he was studying Richard Nixon and the mistakes he made. Because the way he handled that had everything to do with, he did everything wrong.
Yes.
The crime was penny ante.
Right.
It was the way he handled it. What's the old term? The cover-up is worse than the crime?
Mm-hmm.
That's what got Richard Nixon.
Yes, and I think Trump is so much more intelligent than they thought he was.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's playing chess and they're playing checkers.
The other thing with Nixon is that he, you know, we keep making these economic comparisons prior to this crash with the coronavirus, the corona crash. The best economy since when? 50 years ago? Who was president? Richard Nixon. He was elected in a landslide. 49 states picked him. And he ends up resigning 2 years later over a dismal little break.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It sure does. Do you see a parallel here? Best economy since Richard Nixon?
Yeah.
And look what we've had. One freaking thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is, and the media out there, this could be the end for Donald Trump.
You're on AOL just like I am. I get so mad when I open it up. It's the Trumps may have violated the tax law when they filed in. It's always Trump this, Trump this, Trump this, anti-Trump. I hate it. Hate AOL for doing that.
I have learned to blur my vision to just click the mail icon, because to get to your mail the first time, you got to look at their four stupid boxes, and it's whatever anti-Trump thing they're out there with.
Exactly.
That day, whatever they're told to publish.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk to Terry. Terry.
Hey, Greg, how y'all
doing? All right, how are you?
Doing great. You know, I agree with you 100% about JFK. You look at the deep state, you look at what's going on now, it opens up the door to question everything that's happened in the past and everything that we've been programmed to believe since kids in grade school. And, you know, there's no way that someone, looking at the Zapruder film, there's just no way you tell me that one man with a bolt-action rifle fired those rounds off on a moving vehicle.
You got it.
There's just no way. There's no way it could be done.
Right.
And there's been shown to prove that how it could be done under perfect conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't perfect conditions that day. So that opens the door, and you just look throughout history, you know, and since then, what we've been taught. Why are they got the everything covered up that we can't? The records are sealed. Why don't they open the records up on that? JFK.
Good question.
You know? So that just, they don't want the American public to know. They want my mom and dad dead before we know the truth. You know.
Amen.
They want the whole generation to die off before we know what
And you
happened.
Got agencies like the FBI, led by despicable people like James Comey, who are trying to preserve this notion that they are beyond reproach, that they are always looking out you know, they're Boy Scouts always looking at, well, I don't know about the field agents. I can't speak to that. But at the upper ends, it's been one slime ball after another, and there's no bigger one than Mr. Pie Face.
I laughed like crazy when I heard this on the news. Osama bin Laden. Okay, you're going to put him in a special casket and dump him at sea? Come on. How dumb are we to believe that?
That smelled bad, too. I remember that. Yeah. Really? You didn't give America? And what was it? Hillary herself said, oh, the pictures are too disturbing. In a country that watches murder on television every night for entertainment, the pictures of us, the one person we'd love to see turned into a bloody heap of flesh, the one person we'd love to see do that, no, we can't look at the pictures. So I don't believe anything.
He was in cahoots with them, too. They were best friends. Yep. So that opens the question for everything. September 11th. Everything that happened after that, it opens the door for everything.
It should.
So, it does. I got to run because we're out of time this hour. Thanks for the call, Terry. Excellent. Article this morning, I set it aside. Can I find it when I need it? Of course not.
You've got 6 pages over there. I mean, I'm counting, 50, 60 pages?
That's after I boiled it down. Ah. And then I'm going to give this pile to Rosie, and she's going to distill it even further.
Ah.
But it's an article specific from Yahoo Finance. So if you want to read the article, go there. But it explains why this is the best time to buy a car.
I agree with
that. The manufacturers, they got to move product. They are so incentivized that they're doing things that they would not normally even consider. Delayed payments for 4 to 6 months. At Jack Ingram, their family of stores, all of the brands that they feature have special deals. At Volkswagen, it's 4 months delayed payment, 0% APR for 72 months. Nissan, for well-qualified buyers, 6 months delayed payment, 72 months, 0% APR.